The Edit Terrain menu gives you quite a few options. Now if you take a look at the bottom of the screen, you'll see a 3D rendering of the terrain which we first created in Bryce. Now this is the terrain which we're going to map our shell texture onto. If you look on the right corner of the screen, you'll see this box which has some white highlights blending into some black and dark tones. Now this is looking down onto our mountain range, and like I was saying before in Photoshop, this is how Bryce recognizes peaks and valleys and higher elevations from lower elevations. Everything white, pure white, is going to be higher than anything black or getting close to black. And you can actually edit your shape with this window. You also have a brush in which you can select the size and flow rate, and you can create your own mountains and valleys and customize your own texture. And this is what we're going to do with our texture from Photoshop. Now on the left side of the screen, you'll see this box full of different options. You can erode a shape, you can add spikes, mounds, and so forth. What we're going to do is to bring our shell texture, so we need to click on the little tab at the top of this box which says Pictures.